Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Through faith and patience, Caleb and Joshua inherited that promise. It took them 40 years, but through patience, they inherited. Remember, everybody over 20 years of age, they walked in through the wilderness. That short little journey that it would have took just, was it 11 days or something like that? They could have crossed over into Canaan. Instead, they walked in circle, literally in a circle, for 40 years. And they were, the Bible used these terms, their carcasses were, they died in the wilderness. These were carcasses. Can you imagine? I mentioned this here a few weeks ago. They would bury somebody. A few weeks later, they come back. Man, we just buried Uncle Joe. We're just walking in circles, you know, seeing people they had buried. But to be like followers like Joshua and Caleb, who through faith, they believed God, and through patience. Sometimes we have to wait. Patience. By the way, there's different words in the Greek. Doug would appreciate this for the word patience. We think of hupomeno, to be able to stand up under pressure. This is a different word. I'm not even going to pronounce it for the word patience. It literally means to persevere, to endure. That then, if we persevere and endure, then we too can be victorious and go in and claim that promised land, that land of victory, that God has put that victorious life as a believer. We're not talking about heaven. We're talking about life here on this earth. We can have victory and have a joyful life. But yet most believers, I dare say most, are still living in the wilderness of unbelief. And that's what Paul is trying to encourage them here in verse number 12. That you be not slothful. Don't be lazy. We could talk, that's a whole nother. Don't be lazy in your prayer life. Don't be lazy in your Bible study. Don't be lazy in your church attendance. Don't be lazy in witnessing. Don't be lazy in your testimony. Don't be lazy in your Christian walk. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. By the way, Paul made an interesting statement before we get to verse number 13. Paul said this statement, follow me as I follow Christ. That's a mouthful. The Apostle Paul told the church, you follow me as I follow Christ. As pastors, we ought to tell the folk, our congregation, you follow me as I follow Christ. And when I step out of line, somebody get me back in line. If I go off the deep end, by the way, if I do go off the deep end, we all help me get back out. All right. But be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. They're going to receive that promise. Verse number 13. Listen, God keeps his promise. Verse number 13, for when God made promises to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Let me just read a little bit farther here. Saying, and this refers back to Genesis 22. Let me read Genesis 22. You know, about the story of Isaac and all, and about take your son Isaac, you're going to sacrifice him, and your only son Isaac. So Abraham believed God. Matter of fact, we find in Hebrews chapter number 11 that Abraham had so much faith in God that he believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead. Remember, he was about to kill him, and God stayed his hand because Abraham believed God. This is the promise that he's talking about here. In verse number 16 of Genesis 22, that sacrifice of Isaac, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son. Speaking of Isaac. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And thy seed shall in all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. This is when we hear in Hebrews chapter number 6, in verse number 13 and 14, this is the promise that he's referring to. I'm going to bless you because you have faith, Abraham. I'm going to do great things through you. And then look in verse number 15. And so, I circled that in my Bible this week. If you can see my Bible, you couldn't read nothing in my Bible. I dread getting a new Bible. I do. Some of you preachers know what I'm talking about. Literally, my pages are falling apart. I got my front page. I got this paper clip because everything is. My pages are falling out of my Bible. But I have so many notes in here, I could never replace them. I wish years ago I'd done things differently, but I didn't know. But anyway, I started. Anyway, long story short, let me get back to Hebrews. I don't even know where I was going. That's my old age. Where was I going with that? Oh, and so. I'm glad y'all were listening. The word, the and so, I had that circled in my Bible. Those two words are tremendous. We read and we just keep reading. But the answer, don't miss that. And it connects the truth set forth in verses 13 and 14. Connecting them to verse number 15. The fact is and that we see that there's the blessings. Surely I will bless thee and I will multiply. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Abraham patiently endured from the time God appeared unto him in Genesis 22 and promised him that until the day he died at the ripe old age of 175. The Bible says that, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained that promise. He saw that promised son. Only he'd live, all the things, the nations begin to multiply. Ultimately, Abraham will see the ultimate fulfillment of that in the future. But we see in Scripture that he patiently endured, verse number 16. For men verily swear by the greater an oath, for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. What does that mean? Simply, it's simple that when a witness takes an oath in a courtroom, he is confronted with these words. You hear it all the time. So help me God. Why is that so important? Well, then we can call on the greater God to witness for the lesser, us. So help me God. That's what he talks about here in verse number 16, that for men verily swear by the greater. So he, of course, says, so help me God. And an oath for confirmation to an end, them an end of all strife. In other words, so help me God. This is the truth. He contrasts that in verse number 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. No one is greater than God, so he swore by himself. Let that sink in. That's why he said he swore by himself, because there's none greater. There's none greater. There's two words in this one verse. A promise and an oath. They're two different words, a promise and an oath. His word, his promise, is enough. Amen? His promise is enough. But he added to his promise his oath to make it doubly sure. And the reason he did that was not for him, but for them. Not for him, but for us. God's word is true. We're going to read about that. It's impossible for God to lie. But we see not only he didn't make a promise, he made an oath, which is even stronger than a promise. Why did he do that? Again, it's not for himself. It's for us as weak, carnal believers who sometimes doubt God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Dr. Phil Stringer. He'll be a special guest speaker this Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss Dr. Phil Stringer. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.